This recording, Iceland 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, when I first came to this country, I was a student spouse, and as such, you're not allowed to work. And so I started cleaning houses for people, and I didn't speak any English. I'd learned it, but only on reading and translating, never speaking. And so I got this job with an old lady who was bedridden, and my job was to go to her. I was there for like 3 or 4 hours a day, clean and cook her evening meal and grocery shop. And she decided she was going to teach me 2 English words every day, and she did. And she also taught me how to grocery shop, because I did not know. Grocery stores, to me, they were so huge, and there were so many soaps, and I was used to everything coming from Germany, more or less, Germany, Denmark, and Sweden, and Iceland, and then everything here was American. So I had no idea how to. And she knew the store from A to Z, and she'd go, you'd go down that way, you'd find it on that shelf and the other shelf. But she was so proud to teach me words every day. She would look for them and think about how to teach them to me. She had this mirror on her dining room table, and I kept, you know, and she loved this mirror, and I had to polish it. And that was one of the words. She said, polish it. And I said, I don't know what polish is. But so that was sweet. She was lovely. And I learned a lot of English. But it took me 3 months. And then since then, I haven't shut up, probably. Yeah, but my accent was probably heavy. I tried to get rid of it. For the first 5 years, I worked pretty hard on getting rid of it. And then I realized people liked it. But I still have to worry about the V's and the W's, because there are no W's in Icelandic, and so that sound is not there. And I still have to, like I said to you before, Hollywood video, I have to concentrate on where's the V and where's the W. I can easily say Hollywood video. And the SH sounds and the CH sounds we don't have, and those are hard. So I'm often making SH, CH, Z kind of mistakes. And the R's in Icelandic are very hard, and I would imagine that R's come through pretty hard, because they are very hard in Icelandic. rida rampa rumpa ra, the roll, serious rolling of R's. So I had to learn to kind of soften that a little bit because you don't have those rolling R's.